Good morning, my friends. Sun's coming up over the North Platte River, and we are here in Nebraska. Lisa and Tata are close to me. Tata's having breakfast, and Lisa's having a cup of coffee. Good morning, darling. She's way over there. Can't hear me. Dogs are chewing on a treat, and just have a couple thoughts for you today. We haven't done a self-brain surgery episode in a while, so I've got two related ideas for you today. Self-brain surgery tip number 11 is be kind with your words. Negative ones wire into your brain 5 times more powerfully than positive ones do. This applies to how you speak to others too. One more time. Self-brain surgery tip number 11, be kind with your words. Negative ones wire into your brain 5 times more powerfully than positive ones do. This applies to how you speak to others too. Listen, friend, the things you say to yourself create synapses that make it easier for you to think and say those things and feel those things again in the future. So in other words, if you speak negatively to yourself, if you make a silly mistake and you call yourself a moron or an idiot, not that I would ever do that, then it becomes easier for you to default to that thought process next time. And the same thing happens when you speak to others, your spouse, your kids, your coworkers, your friends, even people that you just casually encounter. If you're negative, it creates a negative loop in their brain. There's Harvey. Good morning, Harvey. And so it becomes easier to be more negative. And so you have to purposefully be positive. You have to work hard. I've said it before, where negative is natural and positive is purposeful or spiritual. Here's an idea for you from Mark chapter 12, 30 and 31. They asked Jesus what the most important commandment was. And he said this: love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and all your mind and all your strength. The second is this: love your neighbor as yourself. There's no commandment greater than these. And here's the part we miss about that. We understand we're supposed to love God. We understand we're supposed to love our neighbors, but sometimes we forget that we're supposed to love ourselves. So here's a song from Andrew Peterson called Be Kind to Yourself that really gets this idea and drives it home. Andrew Peterson, take it away.
That's heaving like an ocean, and you're drowning in a deep dark well. I can hear it in your voice that if you only had a choice, you would rather be anyone else. I love you just the way that you are. I love the way you made your precious heart. Be kind to yourself. Be kind to yourself. I know it's hard to hear it when that anger in your spirit is pointed like an arrow at your chest. When the voices in your mind are anything but kind, and you can't believe your father knows best. I love you just the way that you are. I love the way he's shaping your heart. Be kind to yourself. Be kind to yourself. Well, how does it end when the war that you're in is just you against you against you? Gotta learn to love, learn to love, learn to love your enemies too. Can't expect to be perfect, it's a fight you gotta forfeit. You belong to me, whatever you do. So lay down your weapon, darling, take a deep breath and believe that I love you. Be kind to yourself. Be kind to yourself.
Love that song. Here's self-brain surgery tip number 12. The same idea. Take control of your thought life through prayer and meditation. Think of prayer as talking and meditation as listening, connecting your mind and your spirit. This is a superpower to calm the negative voice. When should you do this? Always. Luke 18:1. So here's what Luke 18:1 says. Jesus told his disciples a parable so that they would always pray and never give up. Always pray. Always pray. Always meditate. Prayer is talking to God. Meditation is listening to God. And you can take control of your thought life using those two ideas. 2 Corinthians 10:5 says, we demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought and make it obedient to Christ. Another translation says we take captive every thought and every emotion and make it obedient to Christ. That, my friend, is self-brain surgery. Tip number 12 again, take control of your thought life through prayer and meditation. Think of prayer as talking, meditation as listening, connecting your mind and your spirit. This is a superpower to calm the negative voice. When? Always. Luke 18:1. Listen, you got to get control of your thought life, and you got to understand the power of negative words is so much more than the really weakness of positive words. It takes a lot of positivity to overcome that natural negativity. And I know you can do it, but you got to start today. Here's a song that'll give you some words to just bless yourself and bless others. A song from Cody Carnes and Carrie Jobe called The Blessing. And it's just got a bunch of really positive biblical statements about what God wants for you in your life. Now remember, God created everyone. The people that you think are worth cursing, he died for. He was willing to give up his life for that person. So try to be a person who builds that positivity for others. Try to be a person who doesn't think more highly of yourself than you should, because if you think you're better than somebody else, just remember, Jesus didn't think so. He died for them too, right? So instead of being a negative person, feeding into that natural negative loop, I got my tongue tangled there, be a positive person and be one of those people that's pouring five times good stuff out there into the universe for other people to bless them, point them towards Christ, help them to be better self-brain surgeons and improve their lives. This will be a generational game changer for your family if you learn how to take captive every thought. Here's Cody Carnes and Carrie Jobe, The Blessing. I'll talk to you tomorrow. You start today. Oh,
Cheers.